Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be discussing 10 traits that can hold you back in your animal health or veterinary career. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Caleb. It's great to be here with you and to discuss such an important subject.
So let's jump right in, Stacy. What would you say is the first trait that can hinder someone's career progress?
Well, one major trait is complacency. In any field, but especially in the animal health industry or veterinary profession, staying stagnant can be detrimental. The industry is constantly evolving with new technologies, treatments, and practices. If someone becomes too comfortable and stops seeking new knowledge or skills, they can quickly fall behind. Complacency often leads to a lack of motivation, reduced productivity, and a decline in job satisfaction. This can be particularly harmful in a field where staying current with the latest advancements is crucial for providing the best care to patients. When someone becomes complacent, they may stop investing in their professional development. They might neglect opportunities for continuing education or fail to keep up with new research and techniques. Over time, this can result in outdated practices that do not meet current standards of care, ultimately impacting patient outcomes.
That's a great point. Continuous learning is important. What advice would you give to someone who feels they've become complacent?
Well, I would suggest setting specific achievable goals to learn something new regularly. Whether it's attending a workshop or reading up on the latest research or even just networking with peers to exchange knowledge, keeping curiosity alive is key. In addition, seeking mentorship or joining professional organizations can provide new perspectives and opportunities for growth. It's also helpful to reflect on your animal health or veterinary career goals and assess whether you're still on the path to achieving them. If not, it might be time to make some changes. Breaking out of complacency often requires a proactive approach. For example, you might set a goal to attend a certain number of conferences or webinars each year. You could also commit to reading a specific number of industry-related articles or journals each month. By making these goals tangible and trackable, you can ensure that you are continually growing and evolving in your field.
Excellent advice. What's the second characteristic on your list?
The second one is poor communication skills. In veterinary medicine, clear communication is vital for working effectively with colleagues, clients, and even the animals themselves. Miscommunication can lead to mistakes, misunderstandings, and a lack of trust. For instance, failing to clearly explain a treatment plan to a pet owner can result in improper care at home, which can negatively impact the animal's health. Similarly, poor communication with colleagues can hinder teamwork and collaboration, leading to a less efficient work environment. Effective communication goes beyond just verbal interactions. It also includes written communication such as emails, medical records, and reports. Being able to articulate your thoughts clearly and concisely in writing is just as important as being able to speak well. Inaccurate or unclear documentation can lead to errors in treatment and care, which can have serious consequences.
So how can someone improve their communication skills in this field?
Well, practicing active listening is a great start. This means fully concentrating on what the other person is saying without planning your response while they're talking. In addition, taking courses or workshops on communication and even seeking feedback from peers can be very beneficial. Role-playing scenarios with a mentor or colleague can also help you practice and refine your communication skills. Moreover, being mindful of nonverbal cues such as body language, eye contact, and tone of voice can enhance how your message is received. Improving written communication skills can involve taking the time to proofread your work and seeking feedback on your writing. You might also consider taking a technical writing course or seeking out resources on effective writing. Clear and accurate documentation not only improves patient care, but also protects you legally.
So active listening is indeed powerful. What is the third trait?
The third trait is resistance to change. The animal health industry and veterinary profession are subject to rapid changes in technology, treatment protocols, and regulatory requirements. Being resistant to change can prevent a professional from adapting and thriving in new environments or situations. Resistance to change can also create friction within a team, especially if new procedures or technologies are being implemented. Embracing change can lead to innovation and improved practices, while resistance can result in stagnation and missed opportunities. Change can become uncomfortable, but it's often necessary for growth. In the veterinary field, new research and technologies are continually emerging that can improve patient outcomes. Being resistant to these changes can mean missing out on opportunities to provide better care. In addition, regulatory changes can impact how practices operate, and failing to adapt can result in noncompliance and potential legal issues.
Change can be challenging for many people. How can professionals become more adaptable?
Embracing a growth mindset is essential. Understanding that change often brings opportunities for improvement and growth can shift one's perspective. Participating in continuing education and being open to new methods or ideas also helps in becoming more adaptable. In addition, seeking feedback from colleagues and being open to constructive criticism can provide valuable insights into how you can improve. It's also helpful to stay informed about industry trends and advancements so you're not caught off guard when changes occur. Developing adaptability can also involve practicing flexibility in your daily routine. This might mean being open to new approaches to problem solving or being willing to take on different roles within your team. By regularly challenging yourself to step outside your comfort zone, you can build the skills needed to adapt to larger changes.
That is some valuable insight. What about the fourth characteristic?
The fourth trait is lack of empathy. In a person's animal health or veterinary career, empathy is important for patient care and client relations. A veterinarian or animal health professional who lacks empathy may struggle to build rapport with clients and effectively care for their patients. Empathy allows you to understand and share the feelings of others, which is essential for providing compassionate care. Without it, you could come across as cold or indifferent, which can damage client relationships and harm your reputation. Empathy is not only important for client interactions, but also for working with colleagues. A lack of empathy can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts within a team. Understanding the perspectives and emotions of your colleagues can help create a more collaborative and supportive work environment. In addition, showing empathy towards animals can improve their experience during treatment, as they are often stressed and scared in a clinical setting.
Empathy is so important in these fields. I totally understand that. And what steps can someone take to develop more empathy?
Well, developing empathy involves active listening, showing genuine concern, and putting oneself in the client or patient's shoes. Reflecting upon personal experiences and how they felt can also provide perspective. Regularly practicing mindfulness and emotional intelligence exercises can improve empathy over time. In addition, seeking feedback from clients and colleagues about how you can improve your interactions can provide valuable insights. Volunteering or engaging in community service can also help you develop a deeper understanding of others' experiences and challenges. It's also helpful to educate yourself about the emotional experiences of others. This might involve reading about the human-animal bond or understanding the stressors that pet owners face. By broadening your perspective, you can become more attuned to the emotions and needs of those that you interact with.
Empathy truly makes a difference. What's the fifth trait that can hold someone back in their animal health or veterinary career?
Well, the fifth trait is poor time management. In the veterinary field, managing time effectively is crucial due to the fast pace and often unpredictable nature of the work. Poor time management can lead to missed deadlines, burnout, and decreased quality of care. It can also cause stress and frustration, both for yourself and for your colleagues. Being able to prioritize tasks and manage your time efficiently is essential for maintaining a high level of performance and job satisfaction. Effective time management involves more than just keeping a schedule. It requires the ability to prioritize tasks, delegate responsibilities, and manage interruptions. Without these skills, you may find yourself constantly reacting to urgent issues rather than proactively managing your workload. And this can lead to high levels of stress and burnout, which can impact your overall well-being and job performance.
Time management is indeed important. What tips can help improve this skill?
Well, prioritizing tasks and creating a schedule are fundamental. Using tools like calendars, task management apps, and setting clear priorities can help. In addition, learning to delegate and say no when necessary can prevent overcommitting and ensure focus on the most important tasks. It's also helpful to break larger tasks into smaller, more manageable steps and set deadlines for each step. Taking regular breaks and practicing self-care can also help you to stay focused and productive throughout the day. Another effective strategy is the 2-minute rule, which suggests that if a task can be completed in 2 minutes or less, do it immediately. This can help prevent small tasks from piling up and becoming overwhelming. In addition, setting aside specific times for checking emails and returning calls can help you stay focused on more important tasks.
Great advice. Moving on to the sixth trait.
The sixth trait is negativity. A constantly negative attitude can affect not only the individual, but also the morale of the entire team. It can create a toxic work environment and hinder collaboration and productivity. Negativity can also impact your relationships with clients, making it difficult to build trust and rapport. In a field where teamwork and positive client interactions are critical, maintaining a positive attitude is essential. Negativity can manifest in various ways, such as complaining about work, being critical of others, or focusing on problems rather than solutions. This can create a toxic atmosphere that affects everyone's performance and well-being. A negative attitude can impact your own mental health too, leading to increased stress and burnout.
Negativity can indeed be contagious. How can someone shift towards a more positive outlook?
I love that question. So practicing gratitude, focusing on solutions rather than problems, and surrounding oneself with positive influences can help. It is also beneficial to reflect on personal achievements and set realistic positive goals. And sometimes professional help like counseling can assist in addressing deeply rooted negativity. Engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation, such as hobbies or spending time with loved ones, can also improve your overall outlook and reduce stress. Another effective strategy is to reframe negative thoughts. For example, instead of thinking, "I have to deal with this difficult client," you might reframe it as, "I have the opportunity to help this client and improve their experience." This shift in perspective can help you approach challenges with a more positive and proactive mindset.
Positivity can certainly transform a workplace. What is the seventh characteristic?
The seventh trait is lack of confidence. In a field where decisions can significantly impact animal health, a lack of confidence can be detrimental. It can lead to hesitation, second guessing, and missed opportunities for leadership or career advancement. Lack of confidence can also affect your ability to communicate effectively and build relationships with clients and colleagues. Building confidence is essential for making informed decisions and taking on new challenges. Confidence allows you to take initiative and assert yourself in professional situations. Without it, you may miss out on opportunities to lead projects, contribute ideas, or advance in your animal health or veterinary career. In addition, a lack of confidence can impact your interactions with clients, as they may sense your uncertainty and lose trust in your abilities.
Confidence is key. How can someone build more self-confidence in their professional life?
Gaining confidence often comes from competence. Continuously improving skills and knowledge can boost confidence. Seeking mentorship, celebrating small victories, and gradually taking on more challenging tasks can also help to build self-assurance over time. It is also helpful to reflect on past successes and remind yourself of your achievements. Practicing positive self-talk and setting realistic, achievable goals can further enhance your confidence. One effective strategy for building confidence is to step outside your comfort zone regularly. This might involve taking on a new responsibility at work, volunteering for a challenging project, or speaking up in meetings. By gradually pushing your boundaries, you can build the skills and experience needed to feel more confident in your abilities.
So building confidence step by step, that does make a lot of sense. What about the eighth trait?
The eighth trait is inflexibility. Inflexibility in thinking or working methods can limit problem-solving abilities and hinder team dynamics. Being rigid can prevent someone from seeing alternative solutions or adapting to new processes. In a field that often requires creative problem-solving and collaboration, flexibility is essential for success, and inflexibility can also lead to frustration and conflict within the team, hindering overall productivity and job satisfaction. Inflexibility can manifest in various ways, such as insisting on doing things a certain way, being resistant to new ideas, or refusing to adapt to changes in the work environment. This can create a challenging atmosphere for colleagues and hinder the team's ability to work effectively together. Being inflexible can also limit your own growth and development, as you may miss out on opportunities to learn and improve.
Flexibility is certainly valuable. How can someone become more flexible in their approach?
Embracing a mindset of continuous improvement and being open to feedback is important. Trying new approaches and stepping out of one's comfort zone regularly can build flexibility. Reflecting on past experiences and how adaptability led to positive outcomes can also reinforce the benefits of being flexible. Seeking input from colleagues and being willing to compromise can enhance team collaboration and problem solving. Engaging in activities that challenge your thinking, such as learning a new skill or hobby, can also help you develop a more flexible mindset. Inflexibility can also involve being open to different perspectives and approaches. This might mean considering alternative solutions to a problem or being willing to try new methods and techniques. By cultivating a culture of flexibility and adaptability within your team, you can create a more dynamic and innovative work environment.
Flexibility opens doors. What is the ninth characteristic?
The ninth trait is overconfidence. While confidence is important, overconfidence can lead to complacency and a lack of willingness to learn from others. It can also result in poor decision-making and strained relationships with colleagues. Overconfidence can make you appear arrogant and dismissive of others' ideas and contributions, which can hinder teamwork and collaboration. Balancing confidence with humility is essential for professional growth and success. And overconfidence can lead to a lack of preparation and attention to detail, as you may assume that you already know everything you need to know. And this can result in mistakes and missed opportunities for improvement. In addition, overconfidence can impact your relationships with colleagues, as they may feel undervalued or disrespected if you dismiss their input.
So striking the right balance between confidence and humility is important. How can overconfident individuals keep themselves in check?
Well, seeking regular feedback and being open to constructive criticism is essential. Practicing humility by acknowledging others' contributions and being willing to learn from mistakes can balance overconfidence. Reflecting on experiences and recognizing ideas for improvement can also keep overconfidence in check. And then also surrounding yourself with diverse perspectives and being open to different viewpoints can help you stay grounded and avoid being overconfident. One effective strategy for managing overconfidence is to regularly seek out opportunities for learning and growth. And this might involve taking on new challenges, seeking out mentorship, or participating in continuing education. By continually striving to improve and expand your knowledge, you can maintain a healthy balance between confidence and humility.
Humility paired with confidence is powerful. Lastly, what is the 10th trait?
Well, the 10th trait is lack of initiative. So in the animal health industry and veterinary profession, taking initiative can lead to innovations in care and improvements in practices. A lack of initiative can result in missed opportunities and stagnation in one's animal health or veterinary career. Without initiative, you may find yourself waiting for instructions rather than proactively seeking ways to contribute and improve. Taking initiative demonstrates leadership and a commitment to continuous improvement, which are highly valued traits in any field. Lack of initiative can make you appear disengaged or uninterested in your work. It can also limit your opportunities for advancement, as you may not be seen as a proactive and motivated employee. In addition, failing to take initiative can result in missed opportunities for innovation and improvement within your team and organization.
So taking initiative can certainly drive progress. How can someone develop this trait?
Well, being proactive involves looking for ways to contribute beyond what is expected, setting personal goals, volunteering for new projects, and continuously seeking ways to improve processes can help develop initiative. Seeking out new learning opportunities and staying informed about industry trends can help you identify areas where you can take initiative and make a positive impact. Developing initiative can also involve being willing to take risks and step outside your comfort zone. This might mean proposing a new idea or solution, volunteering for a challenging project, or seeking out additional responsibilities. By regularly challenging yourself to take initiative, you can build the skills and confidence needed to drive progress and make a meaningful impact.
These are all insightful points, Stacey. To summarize, complacency, poor communication, resistance to change, lack of empathy, poor time management, negativity, lack of confidence, inflexibility, overconfidence, and lack of initiative are 10 traits that can hold someone back in their animal health or veterinary career.
Exactly, Caleb. Addressing and working on these traits can significantly enhance one's professional growth and success.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey, for sharing all of this great information about 10 traits that can hold you back in your animal health or veterinary career.
Well, it's been a pleasure being here, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, if you are looking for a veterinary recruitment firm or an animal health recruitment firm and need someone to help you find top talent for your animal health company or veterinary practice, reach out to the Vet Recruiter. If you are a professional working in the animal health industry or a veterinarian looking to make your next career move, then reach out to the Vet Recruiter. The Vet Recruiter has been in business since 1997 and is the leading animal health executive search firm and veterinarian recruitment firm. Okay, everyone, we will see you here next week.